That ain't Willie.
That's me.
Are you singing this?
Yes.
No, that's Arlo Guthrie.
Arlo Guthrie.
Yes, sir.
So what are we going to do with these sissies, John?
Well, it's a horror story that I've heard, you know, too many times, and there's really no easy solutions. And your dilemma and the actions you took to try to resolve that, Mike, they seem drastic, but they're absolutely necessary. But you obviously didn't quite go far enough to eradicate all of the roots. We've had I've served as an expert witness in a couple of court cases with reference to sisu roots growing across a property line and destroying a neighbor's yard. And it's terrible. There are no easy remedies. Either you almost create a Superfund site with the level of toxic chemicals you have to put down to control the roots and all the invasive roots, or you have to basically do a soil replacement. You have to dig down 3 feet and basically take out all the soil in your yard and start over. So I'm really sorry to hear that, Mike. Let this serve as a warning to everyone who's hearing this broadcast today that sisu trees should come with a disclaimer. They should come with a serious warning, caveat emptor, buyer beware. They have extremely aggressive roots. And the thing is that the roots can grow and send up new trees. So that even if you take the stump out and destroy the stump, kill the tree, all of the root material that is still in the soil has the potential to send up new trees wherever they happen to be. So I believe the city of Phoenix has put put in some legislation preventing or forbidding them from being planted in the city. So maybe some municipalities are going to step up and say, hey, we can't be doing this. We can't be facing these sort of issues. And
so we didn't have a whole lot of hope there.
There's not any real easy solutions. I do have some information if you'd like if anyone has some problems with sisus. I have put together kind of a checklist, a procedural checklist for what you can do to alleviate problems if you're facing them with sisu roots. And you can go to our website and send in a question, and I'll be happy to send that information out to you.
Your next pruning class?
We got a couple classes coming up. One is on May 15th at the Desert Botanical Garden. If you're interested in learning how to prune your trees and shrubs, this will be the last class for the summer. Then again, on June 5th, we have a Preparing Your Trees for Summer class that will be offered at the Desert Botanical Garden. Both of those you can find on the Desert Botanical Garden website, dbg.org. And love to have you be a part of those classes. That's a pruning class, May 15th, and a class on preparing your trees for summer on June 5th. And the Preparing Your Trees for Summer class is one that focuses on selecting good trees, how to guy and stake a tree properly, how to irrigate to help a tree to be properly rooted, and finally, how to prune properly to prevent wind damage.
Let's see how that's dbg.org.
Yes.
Let's see how we can help Max here with his issue. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Are you with us, Max?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have a privet tree that we planted about 3 weeks ago. It's about 10, 12 feet tall, so pretty good sized tree. It took off. It was doing well for a little while, and then the leaves kind of turned, the margins turned brown, and then the leaves turned brown, and then everything fell off. Any ideas?
And I assume you were watering it regularly.
Yeah, we watered the heck out of it. In fact, that might have been my idea, was that we were overwatering it because I put a stick in the ground and it was over, you know, it was over 12 inches moisture.
Yeah, it very well could be that you just suffocated the tree by just keeping the soil pore spaces completely filled with water. Trees do need oxygen to survive. You know, they need water, of course, but Ideally, the root zone should dry out between waterings. You don't want to put water on top of water on top of water. It creates an anaerobic environment, and the roots can't survive.
And it's a very natural reaction to see a tree suffering and think, well, I just need to add water.
Right, and you actually accelerate the problem. What you might consider doing is not overreacting. Sometimes if you let the root zone dry out, it's early enough in the season, the tree might just put on some new leaves if it's allowed to get some more oxygen. So you might want to just back off and see if it will recover, and you might get lucky.
We appreciate the call. It's really easy to kill with kindness, especially once they start yellowing and they look a little harsh. And Rosie was talking last hour just about the disappointment of the El Nino season. I mean, we're getting into some really dry, really hot winds coming up, but it's amazing. These trees lasted a long time before drip irrigation was invented.
Well, I think
they can wither a lot.
We've said this many times, but we often overcompensate for what we think is the high water demands of our plants in the low desert. But I really believe a very high percentage of trees are killed by overwatering, maybe even more than those that are killed by underwatering.
We appreciate the call, Max. Try it out and see how that helps. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-Rosie for you to join the conversation with certified arborist John Eisenhower, owner of Integrity Tree Service. Can you walk?